Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, on this Friday, rallies around the globe, a day of demonstrations calling for action to guard against climate change has begun ahead of a UN summit in New York. Speaking of New York and other cities around the country, many of these are young and student activists, and in New York City, they've given permission for school children to take the day off and be activists.
The fact of the matter is that it's about time that this world opened its eyes and said, look, we are drowning. We're about to commit political suicide because we have not paid attention to the fact that we are in the midst of creating our own demise. And young people are out there with the support, in this case, of some of the educational people. Although it's my understanding that teachers have not been given permission to go out too. This is something that is so enveloping that virtually everybody ought to be involved in it. Because, as I have said so many times, other than nuclear war, and including nuclear war, climate is what will kill us, and it will kill us all eventually, if not us, our children and our grandchildren and their children. So something has to happen, and it's beginning to happen, but it certainly isn't enough, David.
Meanwhile, Alan, we see 3 billion, that's billion with a B, North American birds have vanished. Quote, it's just staggering. The number of birds in the U.S. and Canada has declined by 3 billion or 29% over the past half century. Scientists find.
Well, it's huge. Look at our house in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. You wouldn't know it. There are lots of birds, and there are lots of bird sounds from very early in the morning until late at night. Nevertheless, if the scientists are saying that the birds have disappeared, they have their ways of knowing that, and it is very discouraging. Look, for those of us who love birds and those of us who love nature, this is a warning sign. It says, even though we have gotten rid of some of the DDTs and other things, this is not good for us. And we had better figure out what it is that we're doing that is causing this to happen.
The Trump administration plunged into an extraordinary showdown with Congress yesterday, Alan, from the AP, over access to a whistleblower's complaint about reported incidents, including a private conversation between President Donald Trump and a foreign leader. Washington Post reporting this morning that foreign leader appears to be Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The blocked complaint is both serious and urgent, the government's intelligence watchdog said. The administration is keeping Congress from even learning what exactly the whistleblower is alleging. The complaint is based on a series of events.
Until we know, it's almost useless to speculate. The fact is, somebody within the intelligence community with a responsibility for reporting if something like this happens did. And that information is supposed to go to the United States Congress. And now, David, we're finding that the most basic responsibility is being eschewed by the White House, who's saying, no, no, there's this reason and that reason that this material can't go to the Congress, which has the oversight responsibility here. The fact is that in the House, you have Democrats, and they're doing what they should be doing. In the Senate, forget it, not so much. I'm sure there'll be a few. But in the end, this is the most basic part of our American government and the way that the various branches are supposed to be looking at each other and protecting us.
Meanwhile, you have Rudy Giuliani in a conversation with CNN's Chris Cuomo, where the president's attorney denied asking Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden moments before admitting that he had done just that.
I saw the clip. I saw Giuliani doing his usual thing. One wonders how he gets up in the morning and looks in the mirror. He's a lawyer. He's a lawyer for the president. He's an agent of the court, obviously. That's what lawyers are. They're supposed to adhere to the law. They're supposed to not create false narratives, and that's what's going on here. Rudy Giuliani is a disgrace, let's face it.
Alan, executive privilege. Can the president be criminally investigated? His lawyers say he cannot.
Well, that's what the lawyers are saying, and that's what a lot of the people in the Justice Department are saying. So it comes down to a constitutional crisis. It also comes down to a question, and that question is one man above the law? If a president takes a gun and kills somebody, does that mean he can't be apprehended? It means he can't be put in jail? It means he can't be arrested? That's ridiculous. Of course, this is a dumb rule that no president can be investigated, that no president can be arrested, that no president can be indicted. This is just dumb. I don't know how we ever came to it, but it has to be changed.
This thing is a wildfire. Quote, racist makeup pictures rock Trudeau campaign. We talked about it yesterday. Of course, it's a month before the election. Can he survive it?
Well, it was going to be a close election anyway. Trudeau's been around for a while. He has lost much of the popularity that he had in the beginning, and this is not good for him. I don't see how anybody could make a claim that this is going to help him. Of course, one never knows how this stuff plays out. In this country, we have a president who appeals to the racist crowd. We know it. Whether there is any incipient racism that this would appeal to in the Canadian community is anybody's guess. I would guess not. I think that it's a progressive society, and I think this is not a good thing for him. I think this probably will mean he could lose.
Finally, here's a scary question. Can you get cancer from tap water? A new study says even safe drinking water poses a risk. It's in USA Today, Alan. A new report from an environmental advocacy watchdog group cautions that carcinogenic products in tap water may altogether increase cancer risk for thousands. It found 22 carcinogens commonly found in tap water, including arsenic, byproducts of water disinfectants, and radion nucleides, such as uranium and radium, could cumulatively result in over 100,000 cancer cases over the span of a lifetime.
Yep. Anybody who doesn't believe in the possibility that that assertion is correct is just barking up the wrong tree. We know that a lot of people get cancer. We don't understand why everybody gets it, but they do. The idea that there are elements in our drinking water and everybody's drinking water is different is obviously something that should be taken extremely seriously. It's one of the most important things that we have in this world, the ability to drink and to drink decent water.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.
Thank you, my dear friend. Appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.